Chess by Kitsune Risu. Read by Gumbasa. Just a unicorn, huh? Just a unicorn? I'll show you just a unicorn, you little... Said in jest, I'm sure. Just a tease. Meant to throw me off my game. That's how you work, isn't it? That's how you always work. Up there in the castle. Up there, sitting on your little throne made of gold and silver and whatever metals you decided to make your throne out of. I mean, who makes a throne out of gold? Gold's really uncomfortable. There's a whole bunch of different things you could make a chair out of, and gold sure isn't the first logical choice. If it were me, I'd make it out of something lovely, like... Note to self, I'm gonna have to do some research to find out what the most comfortable chair-making material is. I bet it's something like a cotton-hay hybrid, or maybe just a mattress stuffed with cheesecake. Yeah, stuffed with cheesecake. That's a good line. That's what I'll call her. That'll throw her off. I know she's sensitive about her cakes. She loves those cakes. Especially Pinky's cakes. But then again, which pony doesn't love them? Look at what she's doing. She's going on and on about the latest developments in astronomical sciences, trying to distract me. Well, I'm not going to fall for it, Miss Princess. I'll just wait for the right moment to slide in that cheesecake comment. And... ha! Perfect. Couldn't have set that up better myself if I had wrote the script. Look at her. She's turning purple now. As purple as I am, even. She looks serene, but I know her. I know her more than she knows me. And that's how I am going to win this game, Miss Princess. You might be 1,000 and whatever years, but you're still not going to beat me. Yes, a little cough right on cue. Smile for the cameras, Princess. I wonder what you'd be thinking right now if this was being filmed. Caught on tape for all to see. The great Princess Celestia, beaten at her own game by Twilight Sparkle, right outside her own library in Ponyville. That's all this is, isn't it? A game. A game of wits. A game of moving pieces across a board. But, oh, it's oh so much more than that. It's about me and you, Princess. It's about a showdown of magnificent... what? What do you call it? Feats? No, that's a bad word. Something about magnificence, anyway. It's... if you had a thing that was really that amazing and you just had to look at it and... no, never mind. This thought is getting nowhere. I know what I mean. That's enough for now. I can't afford to spend time thinking of words when I have a move to make. And just look at that crowd go, staring intently, watching every move, listening to you prattle on and on. I'm not distracted, I'm telling you. Stop that. I'm thinking. Just wait until it's your turn, and I start to play these little mind games. But I don't even need to, do I? I can match wits and think 5, 6, 7, 8 steps ahead. I just... all right, maybe that's a little annoying. They really shouldn't have allowed Pinky to bring in the vuvuzela. This isn't that kind of game. This is a game which requires 2 core skills to win. A superior analytical brain, which I have, and the ability to talk down to the opponent, which I have. Princess Celestia may be the ruler of this land, and maybe I'll never be able to measure up to her in terms of skill, or magic, or wisdom, but I'm good enough to at least win this. Also, she says I'm pretty amazing with a beaker, and coming from her, that's a really big compliment. But considering who I am and who she is, I don't know. Maybe she just says those kinds of things to me, to make me feel better. Okay, no. Gotta stop that. That's how you get distracted. That's how you lose. Thinking too much. Worrying too much. Keep your head in the game, Twilight. There's only a few more pieces left to go, and you're going to win this little game of chess. Oh. Was it my turn already? Oh, such a thing. Time simply flies when you're employing the standard rules of distraction. Oh, but it's so delightful to add a little bit of challenge to our fun. Nothing ever worth having comes easy. If Twilight intends to usurp my crown from me, she is going to have to be able to think harder than she has been. Oh. 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 Do I say oh too much? Do I speak that way out loud? It's something I'll have to watch out for. There is never any point in any speech when one requires an overabundance of O's. Brevity is what is required when delivering messages. Brevity and tactfulness. But that is such a conundrum, is it not? Brevity requires short-hoofedness and specifics. Tactfulness requires the purposeful manipulation of words, normally stating things in ways that are rather long-winded, in order to bring forth a point that isn't too, well, pointy. I think this is something that I should look into. The best method of all right. I shall have to divorce myself from this avenue of thought. Simply, it will not do. It only serves to distract. No, my thoughts are in the game. My mind is one with the little pieces on the board. I am the castle. I am the knight. And above all, I most certainly am the queen. Little Twilight, darling pupil, sitting there and regarding me with such shaky foundations, have you learned nothing over these past years? Have you not realized that despite your bravado and poise, your true nature shines forth like the very sun through the clouds? And my dear, I am the harbinger of the sun, and not a single ray that you shine escapes my grasp. You are nervous, my little one. You are scared, and... Oh, is that a chocolate croissant I see? Oh, they really should not allow Pinky to bring such things to this venue. It disrupts formalities. What was I saying? Oh, no matter. Emulation is the sincerest form of flattery, as they say, and while I sit here calmly regarding the pieces to play, Twilight sits across me, attempting to throw off my game with incessant chatter. Darling, I invented incessant chatter. Well, all right. Technically, Luna invented incessant chatter. I just simply borrowed it and appropriated it. After all, I found it to have a more applicable use during tactical negotiations than at the dinner table complaining about the size of one's peas. Oh, Luna, they're all the same size. I don't see why you can't understand that. There aren't gigantic mutant peas that are 3 times as large as the regular ones. I'm fairly certain that those are sprouts. Right. No, I can't move that one. Another piece, then. She is doing rather well, is she not? Maybe I should, as they say in the vernacular, step up. I shall front her and get on her grill. Ugh, these terms. How delightful they are. It is lovely to see language evolve, isn't it? Why, if this were 1,000 years back, the proper term for this case would be sucking thine eggs. Yes, Twilight, I shall suck thine eggs. Oh my, that sounded incredibly vulgar. No wonder it changed. This is getting slightly annoying. This is not simple. This is not fun. It's not just because I'm losing, is it? I wonder if I'm capable of beating that petty. You know what was annoying? When I saw your name on the list. When I saw your name on the sign-up sheets. You never showed an interest in the tournaments before. It's just stupid that you're competing this year. Stupid. I'm getting frustrated. I don't know what move to play next. I don't know how many steps ahead you've got this figured out. I can't plan enough. Maybe I should just think to the end of the game. Yes, that's right. I'll just calculate every possible variance of moves. And no, that's far too many. I'm being silly. Ugh, Applejack, stop slurping your drink! You're distracting me! My brain is starting to melt. It is figuratively melting. This is all her fault. This is. She shouldn't be here. She shouldn't have come. She's so calm and serene, like a stupid lake or whatever. Stupid Celestia, go back to your castle! I'm going to just finish you off, just like that. And that'll be the end of all of this. Would you look at her? And the look on her face. She reminds me of a precious little child. It reminds me of that one time she managed to get gum stuck in her hair. She spent 4 hours researching so that she could come up with a spell to get it out. Me? I would have just used peanut butter. Works in a pinch. A pair of scissors wouldn't hurt either. Manes grow back, Twilight. Dignity doesn't. But her actions were to be commended. 4 hours to invent a spell was nothing short of brilliant on her part. Ah, Twilight, doing what I could only do in my mid-500s. And you're how old? No matter. The deciding factor will be the victor of this game, the winner of this match. That will prove, once and for all. It will, won't it? I can't keep my guard down around her. I am trapped again, with her on the offense. She certainly has a rather aggravated playing style, I must say. But well done, Twilight. Your previous move was devious indeed. It was no easy task to corner me like this, but a cornered mouse will bite back. You will be shocked, certainly shocked, to find that I can take this situation and completely turn it around with one single move. Just one is all I need. I just have to think of what to do. Let's see. Just one move. That was all that was allowed of me. Not bad, Twilight. I do believe congratulations are in order. She always does that. She always does that! Oh, she knows I can't stand it. Her snarky voice, that wry smile. Ooh, good move, Twilight. It was a stumper. My lavender flank. She's so infuriating. And her face. Her face! You know what it is? It's because she's better and she knows it. She knows I can't stand it when she rubs it in like that. How low will you stoop, princess, just to win? Can't you even let me have a fair chance? No. You know what? No. I'm going to win this fair and square and bring home the trophy. It's sitting there. It's ready to have my name engraved on it. I'm going to win this tournament, just like I did the last 2 years running. Why did you even want to join this year, princess? To steal my thunder? To take my achievements away from me? You already run the entire world and you still want to... All right, calm down. Calm down, Twilight. It's just a game. Don't worry. Damn dusty table. I can't have that. I have to what? No. Keep your horn pointed towards the prize, Twilight. What happened? Right, she moved there. Typical. She saw through my one weak spot like it was nothing. The only move that she should have made, and she did it. Why did I even give her the chance? Why didn't I spend a few more moments thinking? I'm slipping, aren't I? I'm losing it. Oh, Celestia, I'm losing it. I have to win. I must do this. I can't lose to you. I mustn't. Imagine if I'd lost. Yeah, sure, every pony's expecting it. They're just going to be... Yeah, what did you expect, Twilight? She's the princess. Or you didn't expect to win, did you? And stuff like that. That's what they say when they're trying to make me feel better about being inadequate. Yeah, that's right, girls. I pay attention, you know. I super pay attention. And you know what? Just because she's the princess doesn't make her perfect. She's a pony, just like every pony else. I mean, well, not really, I guess. What is a pony, anyway? What makes a pony? In this small universe, just what is a p- Ugh. Rainbow! Stop staring at me like that! I know you're bored, okay? What, is it because you think it's pointless? Is it because you already know who the victor is and you want to leave? I'll show you. I'll show all of you. I'm going to beat her. I have to beat her. I'm going to have to beat Princess Celestia because... I just can't let her win. I can't. Why hasn't any pony wiped this table? It looks like it's been through a frickin' hurricane. Oh, come on. I'll just make my move and go fetch a towel. I can't concentrate with all these distractions. Where is she going? Who gets up during the middle of a game of chess to... Now that's just impolite. I'm sure I taught her better than that. Not that I'd have to, really. She knows to be polite. I'm willing to wager that she is currently distracted by something. Something silly, and she's deflecting it onto something even sillier. It is a simple matter. She is a pony of frivolous thought. She is much like the guards at the castle. When one stands alone with nothing but one's thoughts to keep one company, one's mind wanders. And wonders, too. A wandering, wondering mind. I wonder if that was intentional. Words are strange. So, Twilight here has a distraction. I had hoped to give her a challenge, really, but in the end it seems that she doesn't even need to use all of her mental faculties to have a chess match of this level with me. It is why she is distracted and allowing her brain to focus on everything but which piece to move next. You know what? I'm going to wager that Twilight is probably distracted by dust again. When she's in a state of panic, she cleans. That's what she's always done. It was like that time... Oh, when was it? Oh, no matter. It was that time, and she was going to do that thing, and you know what? Dust. That's right. She had to clean before she could finish that thing at the time. It was exactly like what's going on now. And then she moved on to clean the toilet because it was there. I can't believe that was a reason. It was there is never a good excuse for anything. Luna throwing up at the last winter wrap-up party after eating that fourth pie? It was there. Discord turning Ponyville into some sort of bizarre sideshow? It was there. And cleaning the toilet? Ugh. One should never put one's hooves on a commode. Why would she even take to it with her hooves? I'm not above cleaning my own facilities, but I would do it with magic and from a safe distance. I would nip... Oh, she's back. That feather duster looks familiar. Wait a minute. Wait just a darn minute. So that's why I haven't been finding any recently. Twilight, that's... Well, that's not horrible, but you could have just asked. Is there some merit in using those feathers for dusting? Are they better? I ought to ask later. In fact, I think I will. Twilight always does things for a specific reason, and this is no different. If she went through all the trouble to get those feathers, then there has to be a good reason. Still, though, she ought to have asked. I'm just confused now. All right. Time to make a move, I suppose. She knows. She knows, doesn't she? Oh no, she's watching me. She's frowning slightly. I know that frown. I've seen that frown many times before. The first time when I spilled eggs all over her bed because I wanted to make her breakfast. That was many years ago, when she first took me on as her pupil. I'm older now. So why aren't I any wiser? Stupid, Twilight, stupid! I could have picked up any regular duster, but no! I had to get the one that was made of Philomena's tail feathers, didn't I? It's effective, darn it, and I stand by that. Did you know, Princess? Did you, the pony who knows everything, know about the vaporizing effects of phoenix feathers on dust? I bet you didn't. You don't know everything, after all, do you? You didn't know I was having your guards sneak the feathers to me either, did you? Giving me that look. Stop it. I didn't do anything wrong. Stop it! You too, Pinky. Stop grinning at me. It's not the time. It's not the place. This is a chess tournament, and it's serious. I have to focus. I can't let her win. I can't let her take this away like she takes everything away. Like this as well. She's going to realize the potential in my idea, and she's going to steal it, isn't she? She's going to take it for herself and use it. She won't even tell me, will she? She's done this before. It's in her eyes. Stop it. Why does she have to do that? It's so snarky. It's like she's belittling me with her gaze. She's putting me down. She always has, hasn't she? She always does. Every time I do something wrong, she gives me that look. Every time I try to do something for myself, she gives that look. She gives that look and never says a word. She just puts on that face and continues on like nothing happened. But I know the truth. I know she's judging. I know she's telling me to shut up and learn my place and keep learning. That's all I'll ever do in the end. Learn forever. Because I'm never going to be as good as her. Ever. She's staring back at me now. She knows I've realized something. I can never keep anything from her. She is simply too sharp. I am unable to slip my concerns by her. She simply knows. All those years in talks, peace treaties, trade agreements, I have spent my life in negotiations and talking and a whole bunch of other princessy nonsense, and yet I can't even keep my face straight when I handle one small unicorn. I wonder if it's just that my heart weakens around her, or if it's just that she's that perceptive. Luna as well. She can always tell when I'm lying. Twilight knows when I'm thinking. It is the same, but different. Oh, but how smart she is. I had not even realized the applications. She took it to Bear and laid it to practice. I would have never thought to use phoenix feathers as an aid for cleaning. It is nothing short of inspired. A little touch of that classic Twilight Sparkle brilliance. But yet, why is it you always hesitate to tell me these things? Why is it you always keep them for yourself, holding secrets behind your back? Are you worried of something? Are you ashamed? If anything, why can you not read the confusion on my face that comes every time I have to discover one of your latest breakthroughs in this manner? If you know me so well, why do you not know that, of all things, I have only ever been proud of you? And I want to show my pride if you would only just let me. But this is brilliant, truly. I would have to make one of my own. Oh, Twilight, if you don't want to tell me, then I will respect your decisions. I hope you do not mind, Twilight. I hope you won't be offended if I use this for my own devices. And I will not mention it, since you deem me unfit to speak to about this idea. But please, please do not be angry. I am a mere pony, taking advantage when I need to, a shadow in the light of brilliance. I suppose it's the reason for all this. You'd find it silly if I told you. You'd find it aggravating as you do. I've always just wanted to have a game of chess with my pupil. A silly little game. You've always said no in the past. I never knew why, but you couldn't say no now, could you? I'd like to think I would have enjoyed this more. Something is rather unfun about this, and I can't quite put my hoof on it. It's too late to take it back. I'll just have to play on, and I respect you enough, Twilight, not to do any less than my best. I will play this game, and whatever happens, happens. Your move. You cornered me, just as you now corner my pieces. I love this game. It's a game of strategy. It's a game of power. It is a game where the best beats the rest. There is never any room for interpretation. It simply is what it is. Chess. May the smartest, shrewdest, most cunning, and most powerful of all win. That's what it is. And yet you couldn't leave it alone. I've told you 100 times before, I didn't want to play with you. No thank you, I'd always say. Can't you get the hint? Don't you understand that I don't need to add not as good as chess to my ever-growing list of inadequacies and things that I disappoint you with? But you couldn't leave it alone, could you? You just had to rub it in my face. You just had to come here and, not just in private, but in front of every pony. My friends, and Spike, and... What good would this do, Princess? You've had 1,000 years of practice. Every pony knows you're going to win. So why? What is this for? Why? Should I even bother playing my hardest? Should I even try? Shouldn't I just knock down my king right now and settle for second place where I belong? Would that make you happy, princess? Did you really just come here to see me fail? No. That's just stupid. Come on, Twilight. You're going there again. You do that, don't you? But really, she's being... I can't explain why she... It's just not... But I do that. This place. Right here. Always thinking bad. Always letting the thoughts get in. It was Princess Celestia herself who told me once. What was it? Confidence? Faith? Belief? Oh, but why would she tell me that? She's always lording over me. She's always trying to Come on, breathe. She had trust in me, right? She has a reason. A good reason to be here. It's not to destroy me, is it? No, she's Princess Celestia. She took me in. She believed in me when I messed up. I'm still messing up to this day. But she always... You're always there, aren't you? Just like how you're here now. Then why are you here? Why? I don't understand it. I never understand you. Why is this so hard to just get? What is so difficult about just having a game of chess with my teacher? Some pony more than my teacher, even. If you only knew what I was thinking, maybe it'd help. Maybe. I wish I knew what she was thinking. Maybe it'd help me understand. There were spells once circulated that allowed a pony to read the mind of another, but there was wisdom in the act of forbidding them and burying them deep within the vaults of the castle. There are some things that should just not be allowed free. There are spells, like wild animals, that are better left amongst their own kind and not brought into the midst of society. Besides, the mind is the final bastion. To penetrate it is the final insult to any pony. It is the final removal of freedom, of rights, and of truth. Truth. The mind is where the truth lies. The mind is what gives voice to the heart. If I knew your thoughts, I'd know your feelings. I'd be able to tell everything that bothers you. And maybe I'd be able to fix it. But would that be cheating? Would that be irresponsible? Why do you look so sad? We are supposed to be having fun. This was meant to be fun. Does my presence really upset you that much, Twilight? Did I come here thinking we'd have a nice, friendly game for once, something that you've denied me for months upon months, but... I fear how this will end. I fear myself. My actions. My hooves. I make such mistakes like this all the time. Has 1,000 years taught me nothing? Not when it comes to you, it seems. I will always make mistakes with you, Twilight, because you're Twilight. And I've made yet another one, haven't I? I've been selfish. I don't have your ability of self-control. I don't have your steadfastness. I don't know when to draw the line. I think it might be because I feel so entitled sometimes, and I must act that way. But it's always so easy to forget that you're not just any pony to take for however I treat others. It's always so simple to discard the things closest to the heart and forget that we must expend patience and understanding. I have not been patient. I have not been understanding. I am sorry, Twilight. I don't understand your feelings. I do not know what thoughts run through your head. But just because I don't know them doesn't give me the right to ignore them. I should concede. I should give up and just give her the win. But would she like that? Would she so readily accept that? Knowing her, she will not take it well. It is part of her stubbornness. I know that much. and the crowd has expectations. We also owe it to the ponies who came here to watch this today. We owe it to the ones we set this up for. One must not make oneself a mockery in a public event. I must apologize a second time, Twilight. For matters of grace, for the sake of both of us, we must continue this match to the end. But I should not have come. I make mistakes around you, and that is why... that is why you will always be the better pony. Princess, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for doubting you. I'm sorry for doubting myself. I know you told me 1,000 times before that you will never, ever be against me, and that you will always be on my side. It's so easy to forget. I can't help but always feel so small around you. It's not something I enjoy telling other ponies. It's not something I ever have. I just wouldn't know how. Having to face you, having to fight for survival. It feels like that, and I can't help how I feel. But it's not true. But somehow it just gets confusing along the way. Everything's all muddy and flipped over and everything. Because why should I ever think of you this way, Princess? Why should I ever believe for a minute, for a second, for a fraction of a second, that you would ever do anything to harm me? Ever since that first day. It was when I was younger, after you had given me a chance when no pony else would. After we had begun studying. My magic was terrible. I had no focus. I couldn't weave a spell to save my life. I tried to learn a simple one. A basic one. Can't remember what it is now, but no matter. It'll come later. Whatever. You were there. Just couldn't get it. Couldn't. Tried 100 times and couldn't get it. You had that thing in the morning. Important stuff. Can't remember what it was either. I was too young. It all went over my horn. But you stayed up with me all night just to get it done. I finally was able to cast a spell properly. I was so happy. I remember happy. I remember being exhausted and falling asleep. I remember you leaving for your thing immediately after. Bags under the eyes and all. And you ruled the world while I slept. Who am I to you, Celestia, in comparison to the world? Who am I that such matters are on equal importance? And who am I to always say no? Who am I? Always saying no. When all you wanted to do was play a stupid damn game of chess with me. Always saying no. What are we doing, Twilight? What is this we are doing right now at this moment? The crowd believes we are playing chess, but you play so many other games with me, all without saying a word. You make me realize my faults. You make me question my leadership. You make me question my relation. It was quite a while back in the late winter. I will not forget that day. It was a lonely year. Luna was out of the country playing ambassador, and the castle was drafty. You were already in Ponyville then. Yes, that's how it was. I do not understand the reason why myself, but when you returned to the castle, it was the brightest day of the bleak and cold winter season. It was the first breath of the morning. You had come, I remember clearly, to give me a present. Housewarming, you said, was a time when one should remember the things that we are close to. You had wrapped it up in silvery, foil paper. It was decorated with miniature pictures of bells and fruit and some sort of holly. Inside the snow globe was a little carving of a book. To commemorate the joining of hearts, you said, between teacher and pupil, and for the many futures of joined hearts to come. You didn't stay. You had work to do, studies to complete. You had to make me proud, you said. I was proud that you came. I was proud that you were even there. I'm always proud of you, Twilight. I will always be proud. I love you. more than you will understand. And still I deem myself fit to play slave to base emotions and act on bad judgment. And here I sit, forcing this game of chess on you, when all you ever said was no. It's so shameful, the way I think sometimes, the fears I feel, unfounded, ungrounded. The crowd's gone really oddly silent. I think I should put on a show, at least for them. Finish this with a little bit of class. Whatever it is that you came here for, I can show you a bit of honor and finish this with grace. I can do my utmost, because you wouldn't want anything less. You wanted a game. You'll get it. Right? Yeah. Doesn't really matter who wins or loses anymore, I don't think. I'm too tired to care. I think I'd just like to play a game of chess with you. Maybe I can, for once, without worrying. But still, I feel that there's something... Well, you've always been better than me. At least that's how I feel. I need to... I can't wait. I have to say something. At least this. And then we can finish our game. I think I ought to say something, finally. Something that perhaps I keep guarded myself. As your heart is guarded, mine is too. But there is no pony else but you, Twilight, whom I am willing to share my concerns and feelings and fears with. I will tell you the real reason why I wanted so desperately to have a game of chess with you for all this time. It is selfish, but it is the truth. And maybe we need the truth. I will tell you that I have always feared that you would be able to best me. How childish. I'm glad no pony is able to know these truths. I'm glad there is no one out there reading my thoughts. It is an utter embarrassment. But it is well-founded, and it is the source of a lot of my mistakes. It is the source of all my grief. One day you will surpass me, Twilight, if you haven't yet already. And, mayhaps, these thoughts clash with my pride. And all I want is to have love and pride, and in that these thoughts must go. I ought to wait for the match to conclude. I do not believe it matters who emerges victorious any longer, as long as we both play our best. It is just a game now, and nothing more. Let it be that, and let it remain that. But I must speak now. Just a few words, just to calm my soul. Let me just say this one thing. Princess Twilight... I'm sorry, Princess. Yes? No, please, go on, Twilight, I insist. I was hoping that once this was over we could have a talk.
Oh, a talk?
Yes, Princess, just, I've had a lot to think about during the game, and I think...
Yes, Twilight, I would love that. I would like to share some things with you as well.
Really?
Yes, Twilight, I will remain behind.
Would you not like to go to the castle, Princess?
Why, no, of course not. After all, I have to be here to celebrate my victory, won't I?
You mean my victory, Princess?
We'll see, Twilight.
We'll see. You know what? I feel better.
The end.